Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 44 is our text this morning that we will begin with. And our message today is Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. John 8, 44. Jesus said this to the Pharisees and Sadducees. In the context of verse 43, he says, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. You know, once in a while, you look around and you see a few Christian titles. There's a book out there called Lies That Women Believe. I guess there's probably a sequel, Lies That Husbands Believe. But what about the fact that Satan is a liar and everybody at some time in their life believes his lies? Satan is a liar. Sometimes we forget that. Now, the Bible tells us that we are not ignorant of his devices. Talking about Satan's devices. The word there, devices, is the word for the mind, or the word for words. In other words, Satan's devices are one of his main tactics is to cast thoughts into our minds. To cast thoughts into our minds. And we need to realize that that is a part of the spiritual battle that we are in. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. I was thinking about the setting of Genesis 3. And here we have creation in Genesis 1 and 2. And in chapter 3, boom! Who are we introduced to? Satan. Satan's a key player. Understand that? Had the privilege while I was away. In fact, before I left for the trip for Kenya, on the missions conference, I was, I'm not sure who it was. Philip said, "Pastor, why don't you promote some missionary books?" And so there's a stack of books here for me to promote, and one of them was Mountain Rain. And, of course, the other was Ed and I'm Judging to the Golden Shore, some others. And as I was speaking about those books, the Lord spoke to me and says, "You know, you need to get read these books again." And so I took a number of them with me on my trip, and definitely it was of the Lord that I began to reread the life of James Frazier in Mountain Rain. And I was reminded, as I was reading that book, that Satan is a liar. And there was quite an interesting statement that he made as James Frazier was going into that southwest area of China that had never been penetrated with the gospel, a very much a demon-infested area. And as he reflected on what his journey, his mission was, And there's a quote in the book by Hudson Taylor. And it was something like this. It'd be a missionary simpleton to think that you could invade Satan's territory without a fierce spiritual battle. And I think that many Christians are in that same place. We have become Christian simpletons, thinking that we are in the greatest battle of life, to think that we'll have no problem with Satan, no opposition from Satan, that things will be easy, and that Satan would easily give up his territory. I'm convinced the megachurch is based on that lie of Christian simpletons, that Satan will give up his territory easily, and that we can grow and go forward easily, and Satan will have no problem. But I was reminded of the fact that Satan is a liar. And I want us to, turn to Genesis chapter 3 and think about some of the lies of Satan. Some of the lies of Satan. And we find at least three specific lies that Satan tells here in Genesis chapter 3. It says in verse 1 that he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said?" Hath God said, "Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden"? Notice verse 4. The serpent said to the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." God said, "They eat thereof, you shall die." And Satan said, "You shall not die." That's a lie, isn't it? And he said, "You won't die because God does." Hold on. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods." Lie. Lie. All lies. Satan is a liar. Now, there's three areas that he lies about that we see. First of all, he lies about God. He lies about God. If you look at this passage carefully, he is accusing God of evil. He is accusing God of being less than good. He is accusing God of being a liar. He is accusing God, not telling the truth. He is accusing God that God is withholding something from them. He's accusing God about lying about the result of taking the fruit. He's telling all sorts of lies about God. Satan lies about God. Satan lies about God's word. You won't lie. You won't die. God said you'll die. You won't lie. You won't die. He causes people to doubt God's word. The eternal word of God. The word of God liveth forever and ever. The word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. He causes doubt of his word. Yea, hath God said. He didn't really mean what he said. And who, and here we, you know, of course, his attack on God. Who is he to say that? He lies about God's word. He lies about God's word. You think about it. What do we think about God's word? Ah, that's just the Bible. I'm going to go to church today. I'm not even taking my Bible. Why should I bother? It's just the Bible. Right? It's just the Bible. I've heard that before. God, Satan lies about God's word. Just think about it. Here's the unsaved person. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Oh, come on. Eternal life? No. Satan lies, thirdly, about the consequences of sin. He lies about the consequences of sin. You shall not surely die. You're going to die. God said you're going to die, but you aren't. In fact, if you disobey God and eat this fruit, you shall be as God. Instead, of telling the truth, that now sin has now entered into the world, and man has given up his dominion of the world under God, has given it over to Satan, and now Satan will be the god of this world. He's telling them, guess what? If you sin, this would be good. This would be good. You'll be like God. You'll know between good and evil. You know, every time we sin, it's because we believe a lie. And instead of telling the truth about the consequences of sin, the devil gives us, convinces us to believe a lie of the exact opposite, doesn't he? Every time we sin, it's because we decided to believe that to sin would be better than to obey God. Exactly. Every single time that we sin, we have believed the Satan's lie that it would be better off to disobey God than to obey God. Satan is a liar. Let me read you a few paragraphs out of the story of the ministry of James Frazer. Surely, in his ministry to the Lisu people, but as the days went on, James began to realize that he had appealed for prayer partners none too soon. His need for this support was beginning to become acute. He had felt that the Lisu would soon be turning to Christ in large numbers. He had prayed and preached and taught, and God was now going to give the harvest. But the Lisu were just not interested. They were hospitable and they were friendly, but they were not interested in Jesus Christ. A strange and sinister shadow fell over James' whole spiritual life. He was perplexed and found himself in a deepening gloom. At first, he put it down to his isolation. A sense of loneliness engulfed him from time to time. But he knew it was not that. Then he wondered if it was the poor food. Rice and vegetables made a seriously deficient diet. But it was not the poor food. He was used to that. He looked out on the curtains of mist and rain and wondered if the depression was their doing. But gradually he became aware of an influence more far-reaching and soul-destroying than these physical discomforts. He was assailed by deep and treacherous doubts. Yea, hath God said. The question came to him again and again, as clearly as it came at the dawn of time. Your prayers are not being answered, are they? No one wants to hear your message. The few who first believed have gone back, haven't they? You see, it doesn't work. You should have never stayed in this area on such a fool's errand. You've been in China for years, and there's not much to show for it, is there? You thought you were called to be a missionary. It was pure imagination. You better leave it all. Go back and admit it was a big mistake. Day after day and night after night, he wrestled with doubt and suicidal despair. Suicidal? Not once. But several times he stared over the dark ravine into the abyss. Why not end it all? The powers of darkness had him isolated. If they could get him now, they could put an end to the work. Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. It's not a fictional story in the Bible that took place thousands of years ago. It is as real today as it was then that Satan is a liar. As we think about this truth today, we ask three questions. Is Satan lying to you? Is Satan lying to you? Remember, he lies about God. He lies about God's word. He lies about The consequences of sin is Satan lying to you. Number two, are you listening to Satan's lies? Are you listening to Satan's lies? It's amazing as you look at Genesis 3, you see a development here. You see a strong doubt tossed at Eve. Hath God said, she let it go, didn't she? She entertained it. She kept listening, didn't she? Isn't it interesting that it says that as she listened, her eyes were opened? You know that? As she kept listening, her eyes were opened. What were they opened to? Verse 6. The woman saw the tree was good for food. You know what? She never saw that before. She saw that it was good for food. And it was pleasant to the eyes. She didn't see it as desirable before. Reminds me of the old time godly man who was on the mission field for years and years. Never come back. Excuse me. In America. Had developed greatly. And they took him to New York City. And they said, well, I want to show you the department stores we have in America. And took him to the department stores and et cetera, et cetera. And they said, whoa, what'd you think? What'd you think? He said, I didn't see anything I wanted. They thought that he would have been enticed by all those things. Eve now saw the fruit. Huh, look at that. That's a nice looking fruit. I think I'd kind of like that. She never saw it before. She'd been listening to Satan's lies. Listening to Satan's lies. And she looked upon it as something to make her wise. The Bible says, it says, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. You know, before that, she looked upon that tree as one to bring you death. But now, she saw it completely different. Now she said, it's a tree to be desired to make one wise. Before, it was a tree to be avoided. Amazing how as a person listens to Satan's lies, their eyes become opened. Don't be fooled by the person who says, my eyes got opened. As though that now they know the truth. Actually, they've been listening to Satan's lies. And they see that which is evil as right. And that which is right, they see it as wrong. Are you listening to Satan lies? Think of the lies that Satan told James Frazier. This is the one that stuck out in my mind. A couple of them. He says, you thought you were called to be a missionary. It was purely imagination. Have you ever heard that before? Oh, I've heard it plenty of times. Plenty of times. Oh, that was just the imagination of youth. That call of God upon my life. Don't be fooled. When people get away from God, they start listening to the lies of the devil. There's plenty of four-year-olds have walked this aisle. It says, God has called me to preach. God has called me to serve Him. It's real. And they're serving God today. And that call was at 4 years old. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Are you listening to Satan's lies? And now thirdly, here's the question. Have you made decisions based on Satan's lies? Have you made decisions based on Satan's lies? Gave up your convictions? Gave up God's call. I mean, we could say multiple things, right? The devil said to James Frazier, waste of time, isn't it? You're wasting your life. It's a waste of time to be witnessing. It's a waste of time to be living for God. It's a waste of time to live a holy life. Have you made decisions in your life based upon Satan's lies? You say, yeah, it is a waste of time. Why should I pursue the things of God? Hey, let's enjoy life. Let's make the most of it. You know, a little righteousness is okay, but not too much. There's an answer. There's an answer. Recognize Satan, number one, recognize Satan as a liar. Recognize Satan as a liar. Not a word of truth comes from his lips. He is a liar. Number two, we must resist Satan. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Think of the lies told to James Frazier. Many of them. They have to be resisted. This story is told far, far into the mountains of Lisa Land. In deep depression, in gloom, and terror filling his soul. A messenger came with a piece of mail. Come many miles just to deliver to him one piece of mail. In God's providence, it was the magazine, The Overcomer. And to make a summary statement, it was the message of the article in The Overcomer was on the basis of the victory on the cross, Satan has been defeated. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil on the basis of Christ's work. Number three, we must, by faith, take God's word as true. We must, by faith, believe it. We must, by faith, act upon it. We must, by faith, claim it to be true and act upon it. Very simple truth. No one is exempt. No one is exempt. No one is exempt from these kinds of attacks of Satan. We are all in the battle. To say that this is not real would have to either be one or two things. It'd have to be just plain denial or immature ignorance, or you'd have to admit you're not saved. Because this is the battle. Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. And you know, it's just like regular lies. Liars are bad. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Lying is a wicked sin. One of the Ten Commandments. But you know, there's something that's not equally as bad, but kind of in that ballpark. You know what it is? Believing those lies. Believing a liar. Believing a liar. Satan lies about God. It's not worth it to live for God. God is not good. God is bad. You know that's a lie. God's promises aren't real. That's a lie. It doesn't pay to serve the Lord. Psalm 73, the psalmist said, I was envious at the wicked. Lies of Satan. He lies about the consequences of sin. He's a great liar. He likes to tell young people, no problem. You see, works out. Go that way. It's okay. No problem. That's a lie. Is Satan lying to you? Have you been listening to his lies? Have you been making decisions based on his lies? Are you about to make decisions based on his lies? We must recognize that all of the thoughts of Satan are lies. They must be refused and they must be resisted. And the Word of God must be claimed to be true. And we by faith must make decisions based on God's Word, whether that means to continue to do what is right, whether that means to continue in God's will for our life, whatever it is. By faith, we must, in resistance to Satan's lies, recommit ourselves to doing that which is right. Amen. A few weeks ago, I preached that we need to have a revival of righteousness. God's people all around have believed the lie of the devil that righteousness is not wonderful. Amen. We must be returned to the place where that we love the things of God and the house of God and the service of God and our Savior and throw away the lies of the devil. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everything about the Lord is the truth, and everything about the devil is about the lie. Which side will you choose? Perhaps the Lord will use today to cause you to think about the spiritual battle that you have been in, or that you forgot that you were in, and take note and see what kind of lies that you have been listening to. Identify them and reject them. Recognize them as from Satan himself. And recommit yourself to Jesus Christ and the truth of serving him and living for him. Let's pray together as we close. Lord, it's important for us to realize that, and you know this, Lord, you've told us. We don't tell you anything, Lord. It's important for us, though, Lord, to know that Satan is a liar. And Lord, I'm sure that we just kind of just skim the surface of this real but very serious thought and truth. And Lord, all the people in Noah's day, except for Noah's family, died and went to hell, perished in a flood because they believed a lie. And Lord, the issue is still today. I pray that in your mercy, Lord, that there would be a check on our lives. and a check on the thoughts that we entertain. That we recognize that Satan has the ability to cast thoughts into our mind. And that we have a job to bring those thoughts into captivity. And bring them to obedience to Christ. That we need to be actively involved in this spiritual battle, lest we be led astray of the wicked one. And so, Lord, work in our midst. I pray that, Lord, in your mercy, that you would deliver a precious soul today from the consequences of sin because they have listened to the lie of the devil. I pray that you'll deliver them from making wrong decisions that will bring all sorts of wrong behavior as well as negative consequences. Lord, I pray that those who have listened to Satan's thoughts in the past would come by your grace, Lord, to a realization of what they specifically are. That they might correct that pathway and realize the battle that they are in and get back to the path. Lord, so we pray for your victory today in our lives in this great spiritual battle. May you use your word, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.